Don't tomorrow call Beis and Beis starting from the top. Continuation of a Gemara. Tanan Shum Hayisoyim Shloishim Yoyim Shum Hekdesh Shishim Yoyim. Says Shum Hayisoyim is 30 days and Shum Hekdesh 60 days. I just want to give a Akdama that we learned before that Chaykes. What's the reason why you don't collect from Yisoyim? According to one man, the Yom is called Tzrari Atvaseh Shash Tzrari Atvaseh. That's Rahuna Rei Veshua, and Rav Papa holds that the reason is because lav mitzvah nu. Ketanim don't have to do a mitzvah. Now the Gemara assumes now that they don't collect from Yisoyim for nothing. Fira Papa and Rahuna Rishua. Not even by ribbis and not even by exubazisha. You do not collect from, the Gemara assumes that right now, you don't collect because the two reasons, you don't collect from Ketanim at all. So Tanan says in our Mishnah, Shuma Yisoyim Shlosh Miyayim, Shuma Hekta Shish Miyayim, Machrizim Baik Abarab. And you announce the sale in the morning and the evening. But my asking, what are we talking about? Ilayim Baal Chayiv Erechavim, if we're doing about a guy Shavachayiv that you collect me, sorry, he doesn't wait, 30 days. You say, maybe we're talking about a guy, you can't tell him, oh, Tzvari Ata say, he wants his money. But if we're talking about a guy, he's not going to listen to 30 days. El Pshita Baal Chayiv Yisrael. Talking about Baal Chayiv Yisrael, so what's the case? Bishop of Avhun Reyeshua, Mukulav Shachayiv Maid, they'll say, the case is, Rechayiv was Maid of Shasi died. And therefore, our Mishnah says he collect and he do 30-day auction. Other Papa holds that you never collect from Yisoyim Ketanim Kasha. What is the case of our Mishnah that says you collect from Ketanim? Amalach Rapapa. I have two pshatim. Ibai say a ksuba mashem china. Either ksuba you do collect because of chayim. He's going to say, but ksuba I agree you could collect because you want to make the ladies enticed to get married. To what a guy who was makabel to do Dina Yisrael, and therefore wait 30 days. If he's makabel, let him wait like every other Yisrael waits till they come a gadol. Little Luad the Gadi. He wasn't makabel that. 30 days he could do, not when until he comes to gadol. Toshima, we learned in a brayse before. They announced, I'm not sleeping in the Ishak Shubas of Achayv Chayv. So, my skin, what are we talking about? Ilan Bachayv Chavim, it's not going to listen. To wait 30 days. El Pshit V'Achayv Yisrael. So Vishlom Lor Huda Breid Rav Yeshua Mukulav V'Shchayv Moida. Even that it's possible to have a V'Achayv Yisrael to collect from Ketanim. How? If it's Chayv Moida. El Rav Papa Vishlom Aksuba Moshem Chayv. That we understand. El V'Achayv is Kasha. What's the case that V'Achayv is collecting? I Prius V'Achayv Mitzvah. They don't collect from Ketanim. So tomorrow Lo Elam V'Achayv V'Chav. Good. Shkibol Lo Lo Din Yisrael. He's makabel to do Din Yisrael. Waits 30 days. He kibol love lintelu adegal. They wait till he gets to gadol. Shkibol love lazu, like kibol lazu. He's makabel for this, not for that. So that's Rav Papa Rehuda Yeshua who say the reason why you don't collect from Yisoyim is either because Shrarei Atvasei, because you give him a mashkin and then Chayiv Moida helps, or it's as Prius B'Chayiv Mitzvah. We have a third pshat now. Rava's pshat. Rava Amar, the reason why. You don't collect from Ketanim, Shum Shaiva. We're worried that really he paid up his chayvus. He paid it up. Not did he give him a mashkin, he paid up his chayvus. I wanted to rip up a star. Teresi gave him a receipt. And here, the receipt is somewhere, but the Shaiva don't know where receipt is. That's why they come and goggle. We're worried there's a Shaiva here. And Teresi speaks out that what's the difference between this and Tzrari? What's the difference between a mashkin and a Shaiva? So the difference is sometimes you give all your stories to like the lawyer, so then. In that case, Lefi Rava, you'll check. If there's no Shaiva there, then there's no other Chshash. If there's no Shaiva in his pile of stars, there's no Chshash. That would be a difference between Rava and Rehuna Yeshua. That's how he speaks out. But the Maisa Rava says the reason is Chshashish for a Shaiva. Omle Rehuna Breid Rav Shula Rava, Mi Chashin Shaiva. We ever worry about a Shaiva? We ever worry he paid up a Chaiva, you know, the Shaiva? But Tanan, I'll show you, we don't worry about that. But Tanan, says in the Mishnah, and if Rash lay the phone off. This is Tom Astam, a guy, he has a loan. You know, he took a loan from Eastern Union over here, and then he ran off to Cancun. And he has properties over here, he wants to collect his properties. And if Rash lay the phone off, like Sifra al Bashu, you take a shua that you weren't paid up, and you can collect. Ram of Achasar Bira, Maisib al Fira Bishkinaf, Kulan Tokhi of Omar, Loishonu al Ksuas Isha Mashamachina. You only could collect Shloi B'Fonav only by Ksubas Isha, because of Chayim. Ah, B'Achayiv Loi. He held, B'Achayiv cannot collect without the front. You have to get the Valdim back here, bring it back here, and you collect. But Rabbi Amrach, when I fill B'Achayiv Nami, even B'Achayiv also could collect. B'Chayiv Shal Shaiver, if B'Chayiv Shal Shaiver, it was Rabbi, it's not Gerish Rabbi, it's Rabbi. Rabbi Amrach, when I fill B'Achayiv Nami, you can collect Shloi B'Fonav. And the question is, If you choish v'chayver, shayver. Why not choish v'chayver? You choish v'chayver. What's the name of nechush? How can he collect shayver fun of? Maybe he paid up and he's just missing the shayver. Why are you choishes for a receipt? Amalei, hashom a special gzeir. Because I'm in time. The reason why you like collect shayver fun of is so he call echa noitam v'yishachavei. Right? Every person will take a bunch of loans. I'm go run away to a different place. And since that's not good for the, you know, you're not going to be able to live if people do that, therefore they may have to come and you collect Shleva Fana. As long as you have Eidim and Bez and Paskins, you could collect Shleva Fana. Omer Rava, Hilchasa, Halacha Lamaisa, Ein Nizkakim, Lenichse Yisaimim. You don't collect for Nichse Yisaimim. Like we've said, you don't go to Ktanim and collect from them. But if the father says on his deathbed, you don't give, he's chayv ma'ida, then you do collect. This is like Rava and Hunre Mishua, both coming like that. Both of them are choshes for shayver or tzori atase. So if you say tnu, it works. Let's say he says, not only says tnu, he says, sodazu amorazu. He says, please give this field and this money. Nizkakim, maybe no choppers. Then you don't even have to point an attorney here to oversee the chalukah, because he said exactly what he wants to give. But Sadastam Manastam, you says, you know, give, I owe this amount of money, give a Sadastam Manastam, then it's Kokim. You go and collect from the Vektanim and read the Apachopis. And then you are Maimid Apachopis to make the Chaluka. Maradoya argues, I don't know whether Kulon cool is Kokim and read the Apachopis, but everything you have Apachopis. Even when he says Sadazu and Monazu, Levad, Menim Sadashen Shloy, the only time you don't have to is if Adam come and say that field, it's not a chayv, it's my field, it never was your field. Because then you don't assume the Adam are lying, and then you take away the field without any apachapas. Amar Avashi, Hilkach, Azukulam Azukinon, you don't collect from Yisrael Mektanim, the Amar Rav Hilkasayim is Kakim, Vimak Mizukinon, and if you go collect from them, Akfirin Apachapas, you appoint the apachapas. The Amar Adonai, Vikulam Zikim with the apachapas, but everyone, you appoint a person to overlook the chalukah. Levav, Mitzvah Shem Shloi, Dachzuk Yisrael V'Shakel V'Chesirinon. Besides, when someone claims that that field is not the person who died, it's not his field, if Adam comes and says it's not his field, you take away that field without any problems, because you're not machzik that Adam say a lie, and therefore you believe them, and we take away the field.